This message is given by Dr. B.J. Stagner, pastor of New Testament Baptist Church, Goodlettsville, Tennessee.
Now we're going to start out just a little bit different today with our message. Typically, we open up with the text, Scripture, and I have you to stand. But the Lord is just leading me a little bit of a different direction this morning. And so I appreciate your patience and understanding with that. And we'll get into some text this morning. But the Bible tells me in Matthew 7:13, and you can read this from up top. Matthew 7:13 says, "Enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, for the blessed day. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for the time and opportunity that you've given us to be here together, one with another. And I pray, dear Lord, that you move me out of the way, that you have your will and your way this morning in this service, dear God. I pray, as the word is preached, Lord, that you lay it upon the hearts of everyone present today. And Father, we want to lift up in prayer, Lord, each one that is here. We pray for them, dear God, that they may be changed, they may be drawn closer unto thee. Pray for the youth as they meet in the back, Lord. Father, we just give you all the praise, all the glory for everything that is going to be said and everything that is done today. In Christ's glorious and holy name, we ask these things. Amen and amen. Now, going into this sermon this morning, I want to make this statement fairly clear. The purpose of God's creation has a single purpose. Can I say that this morning with everybody, not without anybody throwing a shoot at me? It has a single purpose today, God's creation does. And brother, that's just to bring glory to God Almighty. Can you say amen to that? The single purpose of God's creation is to bring glory unto God Almighty. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20 reads, "For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Now turn to your Bibles, if you will, to Colossians in chapter 1. I want us to understand that our life is to be lived in order to bring glory to our Creator, and even more so to our Savior. In Colossians in chapter 1, the Bible says down in verse 16, Colossians in chapter 1 and in verse 16, "For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or power, or things, all things were created by Him and for Him." Verse 17 reads, "And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." By Him all things consist. Friend, all things were created by the Lord Jesus Christ. All things were created for the Lord Jesus Christ. But friend, can I say this and go a step further? Everything in all of creation consists solely because of Jesus Christ Himself. In Him, all things consist. Your body today and all the molecular structure, scientists are they're so dumbfounded at how we just evolved here on this earth, right? They don't understand. They said, we don't understand how a creature, you know, a tadpole, whatever, and becomes mankind, and that mankind was, you know, we just happen to be put on an earth that has the proper gravitation and the proper pressure and the proper this and the proper that, so that our bodies don't implode or explode. They just don't understand. Well, I got the answer for them today, don't you? God put us here. God created us here. The same thing that He created the earth with is the same thing that He created us with, amen. And He didn't create us gradually. We didn't start up tadpole to a frog and to a salamander, and from a salamander to a lizard, amen, and from a lizard to something else, something in between, and then all of a sudden turn into a monkey somewhere, amen, and then all of a sudden we turned into mankind. That ain't how it happened. God said, "Let it be so," and guess what? It was done. Say amen and amen. Jesus Christ said, "I am the vine and ye are the branches." You know what this represents today? This represents your life from start to finish. We are a branch connected to the vine, the Lord Jesus Christ, and here we are. My kids and I went out into the woods looking for a particular branch yesterday, and we was looking for one that I wanted, and I wanted it to stand out, and wanted it to be seen, and wanted it to be different, and I think I found one, and we worked on it last night. And what I want you to see here is that this branch represents our life in the life that we live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, again, said, "Straight is the way," and narrow is, or He says, "Narrow is the way, straight is the gate, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Beloved, can I say this to you today? That as straight as our life is, as you look at this branch this morning, there is the predicament that we find in the failure of mankind. Turn in Romans chapter 3 with me. Very simple verses today. Even though we see that this life of ours that we lead is a straight life and a narrow life, and we've entered into the straight gate, there is a predicament this morning of the failure of mankind. And just a simple verse that we all know by heart, Romans 3:23, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." If this branch is the symbol of our life, and this is our the life that we live, no matter how tall, no matter how straight, no matter how pretty, no matter how this thing is made, friend, this thing is still going to come short of the glory of God. No matter how good you've been, no matter how good we seem, no matter what good works we've performed, inherently today, our life has come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3 and verse 10 simply says, "As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one." Friend, can I say this to you this morning, that all we have to offer as mankind, all we have to offer to bring glory unto God, is nothing but vanity? The Bible says, verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. He puts the word Selah on the end of that. Meaning meditate, think on this. Man at his best state is altogether vanity. The word vanity or vain, it means void. It means empty. It means without. Friend, can I say this to you this morning? You clearly get a hold of this. We are without righteousness. We are without the ability to bring glory unto God today outside of Him Himself. The Bible tells me in Isaiah 64 and verse 6, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags." Amen. That filthy rag is a picture of a rag that was wrapped around a leopard, and that leprous part of his body. And what that leprous part is supposed to be is when they undo that rag, it pulls out all that infection and all that, and forgive the term, but that pus and that infection and that nasty part of that wound, it pulls it out upon that cloth. And the Bible says it's just cast away into the fire to be burned. Amen. Our best state, our righteousness today, still falls short of doing the very single thing that we were put here to do, and that is glorify God. The best we have to offer cannot do it. We still fall short of God today. So there's the failure of mankind, but there's also the preciousness of the free grace, the free gift of grace. Back in Romans chapter 3 and verse 24, the Bible says, "Being justified freely by this," being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Friend, you know what a gift is today? I mean, most of y'all know what a gift is. I think you do. It's pretty clear. But if I was to pull up today at your house, and maybe you're at home and it's after church and you're just relaxing with your family, and I pull up in a 2012 Cadillac Escalade. I mean, to the T. Leather, every option known to man, sunroofs, and got some 20s or 22s or whatever. I mean, just decked out. Boy, it's looking good. Amen. And I pull it up to your house, and I reach down in my pocket, and I grab the keys, and I say, "Here you go. This is your 2012 brand spanking new Cadillac Escalade." I'll say, "All I need from you is $10 just to get me home. That's all I want, $10. Now, how many people would turn that down here? Ain't nobody in here turn that down. How many people would agree with me this morning that's a good deal? That's a good deal, isn't it? But it's not free. What is grace this morning is God's righteousness at Christ's expense. That's what grace is. And it's a free gift that Christ offers unto each and every one of us. When I says He offers that, we have the inheritability to deny that. Romans chapter 5 verse 8, my man Jack quoted here a week or so ago, "But God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." What the Lord Jesus Christ did, what God the Father did on the cross of Calvary, is that He offered His love toward us, His creation. But we got the ability to reject it. We got the ability to say no. Anybody can bring a gift to your house today, and you still have the right to say, "I don't want that." And we see time and time and time again, people in the world today, they're presented with a free gift of grace, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they just turn it down. They say, "No, I don't want that. It's going to cost me too much." You understand? It doesn't cost you anything. Being saved and born again is not going to cost you anything. But I'll tell you what is, serving the Lord Jesus Christ is going to cost you something. Amen. Grace, friend, is receiving something that you do not deserve while not receiving something that you do deserve. You know, Longfellow could take a worthless sheet of paper He could write a poem on it, and he could make $6,000. They say that's genius. Amen. Rockefeller could sign his name to a piece of paper and make it worth $1 million. They say that's capital. Uncle Sam can take gold, stamp an eagle on it, and make it worth $20. They say that's money. A mechanic can take a material that is worth $5 and make it worth $50. That's called skill. An artist can take a 50-cent piece of canvas, paint a picture on it, and make it worth $1,000. They say that's art. But God can take a sinful life washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, put His Spirit in it, and make it a blessing to all humanity. You know what that's called? That's called salvation. Amen. That's the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ today. There is the failure of mankind. There is the free gift of grace today. But lastly this morning, can I say this with you, that there is the promise of the forgiveness of sins. There is the promise of the forgiveness of sins. In verse 25, the Bible says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Dear friend, can I say this to you this morning? There's a multitude of iniquity that took Christ to the cross. There's a multitude of a creation sin that took Jesus Christ to the cross. It wasn't His sin. He knew no sin. It was my sin, and it was your sin, and it was the rest of this world's sin that took Jesus Christ to the cross. And the most righteous life today that we've ever lived is nothing more than a knot in your branch. That's all it is. As straight as this life may be, from here to here, we all got a knot in the branch. We may have a couple of them. We all got a turn. We all got a crook. We all got something that has gone here and gone there. But every single one of us has got that knot. Now I want you to examine something about this staff real quick. Brother Pete, y'all feel that bottom right there? Right here. It's kind of rough, isn't it? Y'all feel that? It's rough. That's kind of rough. I'll let y'all get a little piece of that. That rough down there at the bottom. Yeah. Brother Dan, I want you to fill up here. That kind of smooth, isn't it? Yeah. That kind of smooth. Sister Debbie, well, how's that knot feel, though? That kind of rough. Sister Virginia, feel right here. That's kind of rough, isn't it? Yeah. Rough. Yeah. Look here, sister. That's kind of smooth, though, isn't it? Brother Coulter, you got the joy of being the man that gets to feel the very tip. Feel that. Well, that's smooth and sharp, isn't it? See, it started out real rough-like. All kind of whacked up with an axe. But it ends up sharp and smooth. Brother Grinder, can you come here for a second? I'm going to borrow Brother Grinder real quick. This is what happens when you're my neighbor. Hold that for a second, will you? You know, the Bible tells me, blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Now, Brother Grinder's got the biggest hands in the state of Tennessee. And I want you to grab both hands around that big knot. I want to tell you what God did with the knot in your life, with the knot in your branch, is that He covered it to where it can't be seen anymore. But tell me what you see today in that branch. You see it starting out rough down here, gets a little smooth, gets a little cleaner. But somewhere along the line in your life, you hit that knot. You made a mistake. You got off track. You did something that you shouldn't have done. And God moved in. Put your hand back on. And He covered a multitude of iniquity where that life went straight once again. You see, I want to tell you, there's a promise of the forgiveness of sins. Blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Thank you, Brother David. What happened to those sins, friend? What did God do? Well, those sins that He covered in the manner that He did. Can I say this to you this morning? The Bible says, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. I mean, when the world comes by and the world says, hey, what about you doing this over there? What about that big knot in your branch? The Bible tells me that in their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Someone asked an elderly Christian lady one time, does the devil ever trouble you about your past sins? She said, yes, he does. Well, they asked again. They said, well, what do you tell him? She said, I just tell him to go east. They said, well, what happens when he comes back from going east? She said, I tell him to go west. They said, well, what happens when he comes back and from going west? What do you tell them then? She said, I just keep telling them to go east and west, east and west, east and west. Amen. Because our sins are being separated as far as the east is from the west. That branch represents our life, each one of ours. Every one of us has got a knot. Every one of us has got a marred area. Every one of us started out rough. And we got smooth. We hit a bump in the road. But God covered that sin. It might have been rough a little bit afterwards. But in the end, the Lord took that thing. He sharpened us up. And He smoothed us up through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Now, what's the knot in your branch? Jesus Christ said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. I don't know what your knot is. I don't know what you've done. And friend, I don't need to know. I'm not a priest or a pope, amen. But I will say this, God knows. And today you have an opportunity to come and plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of the forgiveness of the failure of man's sins, you got the forgiveness of those sins as well. Because of the free gift of grace today, the forgiveness of our sins, no matter how bad they are, no matter how long, no matter how old, is the precious blood of Jesus Christ that covers a multitude of iniquity. Will you bow your heads with me this morning, every head bowed, every eyes closed? You're here today and the Lord's laid upon your heart maybe something that you've done. Maybe you're here today and you're involved in some things that you shouldn't be. I don't know. And again, I come back and I say this to you. It's not my place to know. I don't need to know. But God knows. If He's laid it on your heart this morning in such a way that you come to this altar and say, Lord, I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ upon every one of these sins that you're reminding me of. Maybe you're here today and you've never come under pure old-fashioned conviction of the Holy Spirit of God. Maybe you can't go back to that point in time where you're convicted of your personal sin and your point of eternity. Maybe that's you today. Can I tell you this morning that's a knot in your branch? That's a knot in the branch that you lived. But praise God today that the multitude of sins, the knots in our branches, are covered by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, I come to you this morning. I plead now that you would have your will and your way during this invitation. Dear God, I come to you and I ask you, Lord, as we commit this time of prayer unto you, that if there be one soul here today that is uncertain of eternal security, of eternal salvation that was granted on the cross of Calvary, that, Lord, if there be one soul that has not come under dire conviction of their personal sins and their place in eternity, let this be the last day, dear God. Let this be the last moment of their uncertainty. Let this be the last time when they'd ever question the fact that if they died, they'd go to heaven. Father, if there'd be some saints here that have lived a straight life and hit a bump in the road, they hit a knot, dear God, would you allow them to come today, plead the blood of Christ? He covers that knot up that they may get back into a straight life and live, Lord Father, to be pleasing unto thee. Let us fulfill the purpose that you've given us here on earth. And bring glory unto the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Every head bowed, every eyes closed.
This concludes this message. For more information on messages available through the Faithful Witness Outreach, visit New Testament Baptist Church online at www.ntbctn.com. Or for immediate assistance, call New Testament Baptist Church at 615-851-0970. If you are in the Nashville, Tennessee area, please feel free to join us at any of our church times. New Testament Baptist Church is located at 2320 Baker Station Road, Goodlettsville, Tennessee, 37072.